Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for. Hello and welcome to another episode of Who's? My name is Matt Lee. I'm here with my friend
Tim Dooley.
Yeah. How are you today, Tim?
Fine and dandy like cotton candy.
And we got Brett Denny.
Hello, hello. It is great to be here with you two, and we can't wait to get this going.
I had to call Tim friend this time around because it's been hurting her feelings,
yeah,
I think.
Just a little.
They cry a little bit.
Yep.
This week we got Tim with us. Next week we'll have Steve with us. Guys, we had a chance to play for the CRH Employee Relief Fund right in the middle of the Columbus Regional Hospital. That was quite an experience, wasn't it, Brett?
Very much so. You know, I'm definitely not comparing myself to anyone, but I can only fathom what the hardcore frontline workers go through just wearing a mask. You know, they probably have to wear a lot more, you know, but we were asked to wear masks. We obliged, and it was not very fun.
No, it made it tough, didn't it, Tim?
Yeah, especially when you got a beard, and then you put a mask on top of that, and yeah, it's pretty, got pretty warm, and hair was getting to my mouth, and it's like, gosh, it just really, it was a little rough. But you know, I do have a whole new appreciation for the frontline workers that have to wear a mask all day long. I just can't imagine.
My daughter Katie, she said we ought to start selling some masks for people that's got long beards. We got that extra cloth that goes up around your beard. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Or it'd be real cool.
Dude. They could just shave it.
Oh, no.
What?
He's hitting you right off the bat, isn't he?
Can you see me slapping him right now?
What we did last night was for a good cause. If the people that are listening to this, if they would like to help with that fundraiser-type event, they can go to crh.org/relief, and they can donate some money, or you know, give the employee relief fund a little bit more money. That would be helpful. And now let's get started with the top 10 countdown. Coming in at number 10, John Hunt, Calling My Name.
I've been stirring around here for 35 years, and I've been up in the morning grinding my gears, but ain't nobody here to listen to my song. I've been washed to the side by the pouring rain. I've been tossed around in a hurricane. And I've been brought to tears by a child. Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name. But I can't let that slow me down. Cause the train pulling out, the sun rolling in. And the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows. The devil knows just where I stand.
And that was number 10, John Hunt, Calling My Name. Tim, that's a great song, isn't it?
Good song. Hey, it's had a good run on our top 10, and we really appreciate you sending that in. Send us some more music, John. We really like your style.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely send that in. Again, to the people listening, if you have any music, or if you know someone that might be a musician, an artist, a band, you know, send them our email address so they can send us their music. It's nightowlcb1@yahoo.com. Send us some more music in, John. And now coming in at number 9, Dusty Lee, 99 Halos.
Goodbye. 3 years ago today,
And that was number 9, Dusty Lee with 99 Halos. What a great song. I find myself, Tim, you know, walking down the hallway of the house or through the house, and that chorus gets stuck in my head. It's a great chorus. I love it.
Yeah, very well produced. Dusty, you got a beautiful voice. And I love that name, Dusty, for a girl. It's just so country and so cool.
Yeah.
But thank you for sending that music in. That is great. We would like to hear some more from you.
I love the steel guitar in it.
Yeah, very pretty.
Very nice steel guitar. I love the medley. This would be a good one to talk about on an interview sometime. Mm-hmm. I bet this has a really nice story behind it.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be interesting. Speaking of that, we do have an interview coming up here in just a little bit, Brett, with Adam Whitehead.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the song Outlawed. It's moving up the charts a little bit at a time. So we're excited about talking to Adam Whitehead here in just a little bit. Dusty Lee, what a great song.
And now, like Steve said last week, a little bit of star power. Coming in at number 8, Mike Casto, featuring Georgette Jones, with Golden Ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at wedding rings there on display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do. Golden ring with one tiny little star waiting there for someone to take it home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring."
And that was number 8, Mike Casto featuring Georgette Jones with Golden Ring. Tim, what's your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, there you go. It's a classic country song, and it's done really well, and it's got George Jones stamp on it.
Oh yeah,
via his daughter, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's really cool.
You know, we haven't had a chance to play with George Jones, of course, but it is cool that Georgette Jones is in our top 10 and we get to talk about her.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty neat.
Yep,
cool.
That's pretty neat and pretty exciting. Something about this song, you know, we've been asked, how are you able to play a cover? How we're able to do that is we asked Mike Casto to send us the permission slip that he had signed, and he did get the okay to play that song, record it, and he sent it in. We rated it, and rated pretty well. And what an honor for Night Owl Country Band to have on Who's Who Countdown with Georgette Jones and Mike Casto. A good song.
Yes, yes, we appreciate you sending that in, Mike. And now coming in at number 7, the Flat River Band, Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Birds are heard in the distance over the hills beyond the ridge. As the rivers run through the valleys, the wildlife are drawn to them. The wilderness is waiting for all the world to see. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Blinded to the beauty that lies amongst the trees. Fireflies show themselves on a summer night, as the whippoorwill wheel and the hoot owl make the darkness come alive. The countryside is calling out.
Number 7, the Flat River Band, Beauty Amongst the Trees. And now at this time, gentlemen, we're going to step out of the nest for just a second. This is the part where we always ask questions. We get to the soul and heart
Of what?
Just whatever, man.
Oh, okay.
These are just excellent questions.
Yeah. Gets to know us a little bit better, right?
Yeah. So, you know, if you follow Tim on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
And Matt, but I would say Tim more. He goes to a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So there's plenty of movies out there. There's plenty of iconic movies.
I used to go to the movies.
Oh, that's right. Thank you a lot.
Sorry.
Maybe a while, you know.
Yeah.
So some of the iconic movies out there, Titanic would be one.
I'm king of the world.
Oh, nice. Sorry. Man, I wish you guys could have seen that.
Yes.
Star Wars, those are probably some iconic movies.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm going to ask you, and I'll start with you, Tim. What iconic movie have you never seen?
I've seen them all.
Wait.
Okay, well, I've never seen The Fight Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Is that Brad Pitt?
Yeah, Brad Pitt and Edward Norton.
Okay, not seen it.
Okay.
Is that a good one?
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Oh,
women would probably say those guys are dreamy, you know?
Who, Tim?
No, women.
Brad. Brad Pitt and Ed Norton. That's
I see. I see.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been called dreamy.
Ed Norton, was that the guy from The Honeymooners? Remember the old sitcom Honeymooners?
All right. Moving on.
He's dreamy.
Yeah. So here is my... I got a couple, Tim, because I don't know. I'm not big on the Army movies. I haven't seen a lot of them. So I probably have a couple, like Platoon.
I think now, looking back, we did not fight the enemy. We fought ourselves. And the enemy... wasn't us.
And Saving Private Ryan.
This Ryan better be worth it. He'd better go home, cure some disease, or invent a longer lasting light bulb or something.
And I haven't seen either one of those.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're missing a lot of good stuff there, man. A lot of action.
A lot of gore.
There's, especially Saving Private Ryan, that was pretty. That landing on the beach was pretty realistic.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Steven Spielberg.
You know. I do like Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, he's not in it. But he directed it.
He didn't do a cameo in it?
No cameo. All right. I'm going to go way back.
Okay.
And,
go back further, will you?
Oh, sorry.
6 feet at least.
6 feet. I think an iconic movie I've never seen would be Casablanca?
Is looking at you, kid.
See, I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Is that the one with the famous line, play it again, Sam?
I think so, sir. I think so.
I haven't seen that one. Have you seen it?
Humphrey Bogart, yeah. Yeah, it's a classic, man. Classic movie.
I like Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
You like that one?
I love it. Love that show.
Did you like Young Frankenstein?
Never seen it.
What?
Really? Why is it every time I say I've not seen something?
How about Monty Python's Search for the Holy Grail?
Oh.
Nope.
I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Were we ever?
Not really, but...
Oh.
You've got to see that Monty Python, man. That is like, it's must-see TV.
Ah.
Well, movie.
I watched The Little Engine That Could.
Okay.
That's... meh.
And on that note, moving on to number 6, Lucas Chilliberti with Springfields.
Running through the woods, a wounded rebel. Dodging a Yankee shell. Here on this frozen battlefield, the ghosts, they know me well. Stonewall told me, son,
you gotta fight to win. If we don't give them all we've got, this war will never end. When our foes are forced to yield, that's when I'll go home to the Springfields.
And that was number six, Lucas Chiliberti with Springfields. We need some more music from Lucas. I'm loving the songs that he has sent us. We appreciate them and just want him to send in more. What do you think, Tim?
Lucas, you're a great storyteller. I just love the images your music creates in our minds. It's beautiful, and I love stuff about the Civil War anyway, so keep it coming. We love it.
Yeah. And now number five, our friend Esther. And I just noticed on Facebook she's been having some promotional pictures taken. So,
yeah.
You know, if anyone's interested, make sure you follow her or any of our artists on their Facebook page. You know, help support them out. Number five, Esther Van Comer with Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hand, playing in the sun with the sand. No worries on your mind, you're laughing at the sky. Little boy with your sensitive mind, you were born as an innocent child. You faced the world alone, this struggle on your own. And now you're free as the wind. Your burden's gone, your addiction harmony. No more fears, worries or tears, without judgment, only peace. Feel the warmth of heaven's angels shine at you. They will care, give you the love you need it to.
And that was number five, Esther Van Comer with Little Boy. Such a beautiful song. I know we say that every time. Her voice just seems so effortless. I love the sound of her voice.
Yeah, the thing about her vocal that I think is great is, and we've talked about other people like this before, but her vocal, listen to it on recording and listen to it live on a live Facebook or something, you get exactly what you hear.
I know sometimes listening to my XM, the country station I listen to, they'll play some live concerts, and sometimes I'm going, oh my goodness, you know, this person live does not sound very good.
Yeah, sound like totally different people, yeah, don't they? Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I try to chalk it up to, you know, this is live and then coming through a radio. But then I'll hear other people, and I'm going, yeah, that's how they sound. And so, my goodness gracious. And the story the one guy told us at our first recording at Hilltop of how long it took him to vocal coach this, you know, big-name dude,
yeah,
on one song. It took him like 6 hours to get through one song.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, Esther, you sound great. You sound beautiful. Keep them coming. Thank you very much.
All right. After this song here, Brett, I'm ready to give you a top 10. Top 10 greatest TV theme songs of all time. How about that, Tim?
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I watch a lot of TV.
All right.
All right. Well, we cannot wait to get to that top 10 list. But before that, coming in at number four, Richard Lynch with Back in 1953.
I get to play the soul guitar my daddy gave to me. It was made in a time before I was born in 1953. I'd like to have been around back then and see what I could see. Maybe understand just how the man gave his love of music to me. Think I'll carry it on, playing my songs the way my daddy did when I was a kid in our country home. 1,000 memories flowing through me. I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953.
And that was number four, Richard Lynch, Back in 1953. This one's been on our top 10 list for quite a while, and no doubt that it should be there. It's a great song.
Great song. Love it.
Yeah, one of our Patreons said this is one of her favorite songs. Nadina and Jerry Perdue, they like this song. Also wanted to yell out to our Patreons, John Barr.
My bearded brother.
And also Scott Poole. We want to say hey to you guys and appreciate that. All right, Brett, you ready?
Oh, yes.
You ready, Tim?
Yes, sir.
The top 10 greatest TV theme songs of all time. This is from the SaturdayEveningPost.com. They actually have a 50 greatest TV theme songs of all time.
Okay.
Before we get going, do you have any idea what you think one of the top ones would be?
Oh, man, I've got quite a few. I'll guess two. I'm going to say Cheers.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Brady Bunch.
Good ones.
I'm going to say Cheers and Brady Bunch.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Tim.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Barney Miller.
Oh, Barney. That's a good one.
And Sanford and Son.
Oh, Sanford and Son. Yeah. I whistle that at work sometimes. I think a lot of them don't even know what that is.
No, there's no way.
No. So, all right, you guys ready for the top 10?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, number 10, coming in at number 10, Happy Days.
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Happy Days.
The Fonz.
Yeah, Jump the Shark.
Yes.
Did you watch that a lot, Tim?
Yeah, I watched it pretty much, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't my favorite show, but it had some good stuff on it.
Nope, it was one I watched a lot.
When they jumped a shark, that was amazing.
They use that jump the shark now all the time with shows.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. When you jump the shark, you pretty much hit the skids.
Yep.
Number 9, MASH.
Yeah.
MASH.
Another good theme song, another good show.
Who was the funniest one on there? Was that the...
Alan Alda, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. We got excited there.
Got a little. They went to give each other high fives. There's a big train wreck happened just then.
Social distancing.
Just like on stage.
They haven't touched each other so long.
Swing.
Oh, man. When we're all able to actually give each other hugs again, it'll be like that Step Brothers where he's trying to give his brother a hug.
That's what it's going to be like.
Number 8, I know you like this one, Tim, The Twilight Zone. Is that one that you watch very much,
Brett? I didn't watch much, but one episode that sticks out is the one where the guy loves to read.
Burgess Meredith.
That's all he wants to do is read. Burgess and he's Meredith. The last person on Earth, okay? So he has abundance to all these books, any books that he wants. And he's like walking down the stairs something, and he trips, and his glasses fall off, and they're
broken. He's walking up the stairs of the library.
Right.
All the books,
that's
man.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, classic.
Number 7, The Addams Family. Yes, iconic for sure.
Yes.
Watch that one much?
Sure. Oh, yeah. 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 Must see TV.
I didn't watch that one too much. I watched The Munsters more. I don't know if they're on the list, but I watched. Yes, it's the same thing, but I, for some reason, I enjoyed Munsters more than Addams Family.
Yeah, it's kind of a knockoff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Number 6, Mission Impossible.
Nope, didn't watch that one.
I watched it. Loved it.
Like the theme song?
Yeah, the theme song is part of it, yep.
Number 5, Batman.
Oh, man!
We all hated that one.
I don't think so, Tim.
Oh, no.
Sorry, just kidding.
Adam West, Brett, you're probably your favorite?
Yeah, my favorite. You know, and a friend of mine, to remain nameless, he bought me a picture signed by Adam West.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was your neighbor.
He was my neighbor.
It was me. You can say my name.
Oh, hey.
Did you watch the TV series?
Batman? Oh, yeah, man. You had to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
That and Superman, yeah.
Spider-Man? Awesome. Did you watch that one much?
No, not so much as that, Spider-Man.
That was pretty cheesy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wonder Woman? Oh, my.
Yeah, well, we watched Wonder Woman.
Yeah, everybody did. All of us young men.
Yeah. Number 4, Cheers. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. So you did pick one, Brett. And there's some big name actors from that one, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And then there's a spinoff. The spinoff was Frasier, right?
Frasier, correct. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was a good show, too.
Yeah. Did you watch Cheers or Frasier either one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Both of them. Yeah. Love Cheers. Great show.
Number 3. SWAT. Did you watch SWAT?
No.
I didn't either.
I don't know SWAT.
So it must have been the theme song that carried that show.
I hope somebody puts the theme song on this podcast so we know what the theme song is.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. But yeah, SWAT. I have no idea what that show is.
Me neither.
We don't know SWAT about SWAT.
Is it the newest? Is it this newest one, SWAT?
No, it's old.
Okay.
It's old. Okay. 1975 to 1976.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I guess there is a new one that came out 2017 to present, it says.
Yeah.
So, Number 2, The Rockford Files.
Fan.
Okay, I mean, I remember watching it, but man, I don't remember the theme song.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one at all either.
So that's kind of a show my mom would watch, like Barnaby Jones and Quincy.
Murder,
God,
She Wrote.
Oh yes. Oh God.
So I'm, you know, seeing where this list is going, I don't think Brady Bunch is going to be on it.
Pork chops and applesauce. I mean, that's swell.
No.
But I'm one.
It's in the top 50, but it's not in the top 10.
What about the Partridge Family?
Would the Good Old Boys be on there, too?
They're in the top 50.
Oh, they're in the top 50.
But they are not in the top 10.
Wow.
The Partridge Family had a pretty good song.
They did. Yeah. They did. I can't even imagine what the number one
was. What about the Monkees?
The Monkees, they're in the top 50, but, yeah, they're not in the top 10.
We need to do our own top 10.
I know it.
All right, Matt, hit us.
All right, the number one, it played from 1968 to 1980.
Goodness.
Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, my goodness. Wow-wee.
Yeah.
A Drummer's Paradise.
This, even the new Hawaii 5-0 lasted about 10 years.
Yeah, it said 2010 till present is what it said. So
I think this is the last year of that one.
They totally ripped off the song Wipeout to do that.
I see.
The drums in that song, Wipeout.
A show I did not watch. Did not watch it.
I watched a little bit of the reruns. Did you?
Yeah, I watched it some. Wasn't my favorite.
No. So, yeah, the top three there, they must have been carried by their theme song alone, yeah, evidently. Yeah.
What was the catchphrase? Book 'em, Dano. Wasn't that it?
That was it.
Book 'em, Dano.
I appreciate you guys listening to that top 10.
Well, thanks for bringing it to us. We love stuff like that. Just adding a little twist to our Who's Who podcast. But getting back to our top 10, number 3, Wyatt Massengill with No Jones on the Jukebox.
I was down in Indiana with an old friend of mine. We stopped at the bar. Have a drink and pass the time. When I walked up to the jukebox to play a country song, there was no Jones on the jukebox. There ain't no Jones on the jukebox. The whole song and tore it right in two. There ain't no Jones on the jukebox tonight.
And that was number 3, Wyatt Massengill with No Jones on the Jukebox. Tim, where's your little duet buddy to sing that song?
I don't know where he's at. Where is he, man? Come on.
I wonder if I should record you this week, record him next week.
And then mix the two?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for something.
Actually, I'm not going to do that at all.
Yes, Steve will be back next week. Myself, Steve, and Brett will be here next week. Excited to have Steve back with us again. What'd you think about that song, Tim?
Well, that is a great song, and I love the classic country feel of this song, and the message is loud and clear. You better have some Jones on that jukebox.
That's right, Tim. Need some Jones on the jukebox. And now coming in at number 2, 4th and Main, Drink to the Songs.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get rowdy around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on. My first CD was by Alabama. 10 tracks that taught me all my country grammar. I'd push play and practice on my southern drawl. I credit Song of the South for the way I talk. Mama used to crank up the radio to George Strait singing about the rodeo. That's when I knew I wanted to be a cowboy and sing about Cheyenne until I lost my voice. They always had soul, they never get old. So when a small town folks get together, you know, we shout them out at the top of our. When we drank to the songs that we grew up on, throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get right around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on.
And that was number 2, 4th and Main with Drink to the Songs. I know that probably all of us, a lot of our fans, cannot wait to get back out and drink to the songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I enjoy our Facebook Lives, and I know some of our fans do too, but it definitely is not the same.
No, not at all. We do have something coming up on May 30th where we're going to be premiering a show that we're recording. Actually, we're recording it Monday, which actually would be 2 days from where you're hearing it right now.
Correct.
Wednesday. So we recorded it on Monday. It's going to premiere May 30th. It's going to be kind of like a movie premiere kind of deal through Bartholomew County Library. So we're doing that for a benefit for a fund that goes into helping their crafts and stuff like
okay.
that. So their funds get a little bit low, so we're going to help them do that.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
It's for the kids, right? For the kids?
Absolutely, yes.
Great.
I know a few kids and their parents that they will post pictures of them bringing their kids to that, and the kids just have fun doing some crafts and stuff, so that'll be a great benefit. So something we want to talk about now is a new thing that Who's Who is going to try. You always hear about who or what might be on your Mount Rushmore. Like, if I was to ask Tim, and he doesn't have to answer, this is just an example. If I was to ask Tim, who would be on his Mount Rushmore?
Jimi Hendrix.
Of
sorry.
Of lead guitar players, he would pick out four people. And I guess Jimi Hendrix would be one of those.
One of mine would be Tim Dooley.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Oh.
So we are going to start doing our own little Mount Rushmore thing, but we're going to call ours the Who's Who of. So if you go check out our Who's Who podcast Facebook page, we have already dropped the first edition of that. The Who's Who of TV sitcoms. So hopefully you'll check that out, comment, and then we will make a master list of the top four. We'll probably say some of your guys' answers too. And then, of course, on our next podcast, when we record, we will tell you our Mount Rushmore of TV sitcoms. So be on the lookout for that.
Speaking of TV sitcoms, this next week, we are going to be interviewing a celebrity, Brett.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Rupert.
Hey!
Rupert!
From Survivor. So we're excited about interviewing Rupert. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've had a chance to work with him. So, great guy, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, Rupert's awesome. Love him. Great guy. He is just like he appears on TV.
Oh, yeah.
In person.
Yeah, so he's going to tell us a little bit about Rupert's kids. They've got something new that they're doing, so I'm interested in hearing what that's going to be.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun next week. Our first celebrity interview.
Oh, nice.
Rupert.
If you ever get a chance to go to his arcade in Shelbyville, Indiana, it's like stepping back in time, back to the 80s. It's so awesome.
Love it. All right, and now it is that point of the show where we like to talk about ourselves.
Yes.
That doesn't sound big-headed and conceited, does it?
No, cringeworthy is that the...
So what song are we going to play for them today, Matt?
Today we're going to play one of the Certified Night Owls. Well, that's what we call our fans, Certified Night Owls. This is a Certified Night Owl favorite that was on our award-winning album, Here to Somewhere. A song called Sweet, Sweet Woman that Brett Denny sings, lead on this one, does a fine job. We did all the music right there in the studio, and then some of the added musicians, the piano was, I was really excited when we got it back and we heard the piano in it, wasn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty.
Added just a little bit more to that song. So I hope you enjoy the song, Sweet, Sweet Woman.
Puts up with quite a lot. My drinking, my cussing, my stubborn ways. I don't deserve a jewel like you. There's nothing I'd rather come home to. You are my sweet reward. And when I get you in my arms, it makes it all worth it.
sweet, sweet woman. Your kiss is as sweet as sugar. Your hugs like the warmth on a cold day. And your touch makes my heart skip a beat. I don't deserve a jewel like you. There's nothing I'd rather come home to. You are my sweet reward. And when I get you in my arms, it makes it all worth it. The love of a sweet, sweet woman. And I promise to love and treasure you. My sweet, sweet woman.
And that was Night Owl Country Band's Sweet, Sweet Woman.
Yeah, we were really blessed to have Dan Dugmore play dobro on this song, too. He had just gotten done doing a session with Tim McGraw and was in the neighborhood. So we snagged him up, and I think he did it in one take, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he heard it. Well, heard the song through one time and then nailed it.
Yeah, he said, great. Let me hear it, and then he took off.
Yeah, great.
And he said we was better than Tim McGraw. Do you believe that?
I don't remember hearing that, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no, he did say that.
And now, coming in with our honorable mention, a song that was on our top 10 weeks ago, Jeremy Parsons, Making Things Up As I Go.
One foot on the floor, planted in the day. I step out my front door, and I hope it goes my way. And if it doesn't, well then there's nothing I could have done. Ain't nothing I can do but take it as it comes. Oh, I'm making things up as I go. Off the cuff and so out of my control.
That was Jeremy Parsons, Making Things Up As I Go. I just sure hope that when people do listen to some of these honorable mentions, it brings them back, you know, going, oh yeah, that was on the top 10. That was a great song. I'm glad you guys played it.
Yeah, former number one. Former number one, Tim.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs that that we've ever had on here. It's just a great, great song. I love listening to it, and just great songwriting and great execution. Awesome.
Yeah, making things up as we go. That's kind of like what we's all doing during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Still doing it.
You'd hear one thing that you're supposed to do, and then they'd change it, say, no, actually, that's not good for you. Don't do that. Do this. And that, so, yeah, it was kind of making things up there.
Yeah. It's like they're throwing a dart at, okay, this is what we're going to do today.
Right, right.
Yep.
I was pretty disappointed this week on some of the shows that's already canceling for July. Some people already canceling their tour, their 2020 tour. Kenny Chesney was one of them. There's some others that's doing it. I'm wondering if some of it, I mean, some of the states are opening up. They're going to be allowing fans, you know, they're thinking maybe September. But I'm wondering if a lot of it's just because of all the different restrictions that there is, that they just don't want to mess with the whole restriction thing.
I would think so. I think, too, part of it is, you know, if they go ahead and have it, are half the people going to be afraid to come out, too? You know, they. I don't know. I don't know.
Right. And if you sell tickets for, you know, September, it, you know as well as I do, it, are those tickets going to be good, right?
Yeah, I got tickets to go see Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang in July, and I don't know if I'm going to get to go or not.
Right. Mm.
So, yeah.
We are going to get ready to do an interview right now. This is an odd spot for an interview, but we're going to do it for a specific reason, aren't we, Brad?
Yes, sir.
So I hope you enjoy this interview with Adam Whitehead. All right, we're going to get to our interview now, Brett, Tim. We have a fellow that has been on the countdown for a little while now. He's got a song called Outlawed, and his name is Adam Whitehead, and he is on the phone also with his friend Dallas Jacobus.
You bet.
How are you guys?
Howdy. Good. How are you fellas?
Good, good, good.
How's everything in Iowa?
It's going as good as it can be.
Yeah, definitely. Getting a little warm.
Yeah. Have you guys been struggling through this pandemic like we have?
You know, just trying to stay away as much as we can and staying healthy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely affected Indiana. We've had to reschedule several shows because of it. The song Outlawed, can you guys tell us a little bit about the background story of that song?
You know, that was actually a song that I had picked up from a publisher and cut last year at a studio here in Iowa. Had it mixed and mastered, and, you know, we used the Nashville session players and a Nashville producer. It got a lot of plays here in southern Iowa and kind of got my name out there a little bit, and, you know, I think it was picked up by a couple different radio stations in the Midwest, but, yeah, that's about as far as that went, but it did get my name out there, and I appreciate you guys spinning it, man. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's a great song, Adam.
Thank you so much.
Have you guys been doing any Facebook Live gigs?
You know, I've done a couple with KBOE. They're a radio here in southern Iowa. They report to Music Row. Steve Shetler is a great guy to work with. He's got me on there a few times. On my own page, I might do one or two every once in a while. Not very often, but I kind of like the getting out there and playing the bars and the live music scene. So that's where I stand, Dallas.
Yeah, I was actually on the same KBOE Facebook page. You know, I haven't really done anything else outside of that. You know, I probably should. That's a good idea. I might start hitting that a little bit more here.
Hey, I want to congratulate you on your engagement, and thank you for sharing that picture of your girl. That was really cool. And I can see why you dedicated that song to her. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
What's her name again?
Her name is Shayna the Bear Appleby. I like to call her the Bear. That's
Shayna the Bear.
Yeah, cool. She's only 4'11".
Really? Oh, wow.
You have a new song that's out.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it is doing well. And one thing as far as who's who, the way we do things is, so right now you got Outlawed on the top 10 countdown. So that one will drop before this one will come on. But please tell us a little bit about that song, Single Mom.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to have Dallas take over and tell you a little bit more about it. And then I'll jump in after that, if that's okay.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so Adam reached out to me this winter. You know, we talked a little bit. I had written a song, you know, about the Iowa Wave here last summer. And so Adam and I had gotten in touch through that. And then this winter he reached out to me. He goes, hey, man, I'm writing a song. It's called Single Mom. I'm kind of stuck right now. You know, I'd love if you could help me out here a little bit. And I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, I'll play around with it. I'll see what I can do. Like, I'd love to help you out, man. Like, you know, I always want to help out a fellow Iowan if I can. So, yeah, from there, we were just texting videos back and forth of ideas of what we thought would be good for, you know, he had his first verse written and he sent that to me. So that's kind of our basis. And, you know, I sent him back a verse, I sent him back a chorus, I sent him back a hook. and you know, we kind of bounced things back and forth, and you know, we ended up where we are now, and I'm so proud of it. I mean, I never thought that it would come out as amazing as it did. I mean, I'm very, very proud of the song.
Well, as somebody that was raised by a single mom, that song really touched me. And I'm really glad that you guys took that subject on, because it's a serious matter. You know, there's single moms out there trying to be mom, dad, and everything else, and hold a job down. And my mom raised three boys by herself. So, yeah, it really touched home with me. Thank you.
We really appreciate that. Thank you
very much.
All right. Well, if you remember, I sent you guys a couple questions that I might ask, mm-hmm. so I wouldn't throw you off too much. We'll start with a couple of the easy ones. So if you guys want to answer separately, do you guys say soda or pop?
I say pop.
Okay.
I do as well. Okay. I say pop.
All right. And, I mean, I almost have to know the answer to this, but are you an early bird or a night owl?
It depends on the subject.
Wait a minute.
I love it. Wow, you threw us off on that one.
I love it.
I'm an early bird, to be honest with
okay,
you.
Okay,
okay. Yeah.
I tend to be a night owl, but by occupation, I have grown to be an early bird.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we all three of us are night owls.
Definitely.
Oh, hello.
Boom.
Woo-hoo. All right, and this is a question we've been asking a lot of people here lately, due to one of the songs that's been on our countdown. If you had a jukebox, what would be the one song that would have to be on it? And it cannot be one of yours. Sorry, guys.
I had, as crazy as it sounds, my playlist is very diverse. I like Lil Wayne, Lollipop.
Cool. Okay, there you go.
For me,
yeah,
you know, Luke Combs has been my idol since day one. So I'm gonna have to go with Better Together. You know, that's my song right now.
Okay. Oh yeah, cool. Good one. One last off-top question. Today we did the top 10 TV theme songs. So, what would be your two favorite TV sitcoms that you guys would watch?
The one when I was a little kid was Reading Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a Reading Rainbow.
I watched that.
Okay.
I love it.
What?
I love it.
As I grew older, you know, I do a lot of Netflix, but I watched a lot of Family Matters back in the day, too.
It's a rare condition. Okay. Yeah, TGIF, that was always good on Friday nights.
Yeah. For me, we'll do the crime shows. I like the CSI. And then Criminal Minds. I like those two.
Coming in at number 10, John Hunt with Calling My Name.
Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name. But I can't let that slow me down.
Number 9, Dusty Lee, 99 Halos.
Coming in at number 8, Golden Ring with Mike Casto featuring Georgette Jones.
Golden ring with one tiny little star waiting there for someone to take.
Coming in at number 7, Flat River Band, Beauty Amongst the Trees.
The beauty amongst the trees.
Coming in at number 6, Springfield with Lucas Gilaberte.
Oh, that's when I'll go home to the Springfields.
And coming in at number 5, Esther Van Comer with Little Boy.
Little boy,
with a rock in your hands.
Number four, back in 1953 with Richard Lynch.
I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953.
And number three, Wyatt Massengill.
No Jones on the jukebox.
There ain't no Jones on the jukebox.
Number two, Drink to the Songs, 4th and Main.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home.
And we're getting ready to do the number one song. We wanted to get a real reaction, so we did this during the interview, and we surprised Adam Whitehead. Hope you enjoy this little part here. Well, we appreciate you guys doing the interview with us. Before we get off here, we'd like for you to do one special thing for us. We'd like for you to introduce the song that is number one this week. Could you go ahead and introduce us that song?
Yeah.
Did that surprise you?
That does. Yeah.
Y'all serious?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you, man.
I'm proud of you.
My name is Adam Whitehead, and this is my number one song for the week, Outlaw.
Girl, you're spinning that drink like you know your way around bourbon. Yeah, you're making it dangerous to stand in this room without burning. Gotta watch out when you walk in, coming in hot, find an exit. Girl, you're at the top of every A-list, every guy's most wanted. You should be outlaw, put up on a poster, let everybody know that you're killing this night. Just like a criminal, you're taking this over, make everybody hold up, watching you move. You shoot, I fall, one shot, I'm gone. You should be outlaw. You looking like this, every guy's most wanted. You should be outlaw, put up on a poster, let everybody know that you're killing this night. Just like a criminal, you're taking this over, make everybody hold up, watching you move. You shoot, I fall, one shot, I'm gone. You should be outlaw. You should be outlaw.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yo, that's awesome, Adam. Yeah. Congratulations, brother.
Yes.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you, fellas.
To know he went from reading Rainbow to outlawed.
Wow. I love it.
You guys take care. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you, guys.
Bye-bye. You have a good day. Goodbye.
Guys, I love that reaction from Adam Whitehead, and that was pretty exciting, wasn't it, Guy?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. It's a good interview with Adam Whitehead and Dallas Jacobus.
Yep.
Great interview. They did wonderful. From Iowa, go check out their Facebook page. Check out everybody's Facebook page up and down the top 10 list. We always have the links on our page. We're happy that everybody that's sent in their music, I mean, every one of them has been good, haven't they?
Yes, very good, very good. Keep it coming.
So send your music in to nightowlcb1@yahoo.com. so that maybe you might have a chance to be on our top 10 also.
We will also add the CRH Relief Fund link in this podcast, so click on that if you want to donate.
Thanks again, Unique Beats Radio.
Yes.
They come and joined us at CRH, yep. And so did WKKG, and CRH went live with us also. We appreciate them very much. If you'd like to go back and see that that video, you can go to either Night Owl Country Band, or you can go to Unique Beats Radio. Seemed like that one was a little bit better, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think he was just a little closer to the speaker. You know, I've come to find out doing these Facebook Lives, you're not going to get some of the best audio, but we do our best. We try. We have fun, and we just hope that you listen and enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, appreciate everybody listening this week, and appreciate everybody listening to us on that Facebook Live thing. Look for us to do something May 30th for that premiere for Bartholomew County Library, and our first show back June 13th.
Hallelujah!
Let's hope so.
Yes, at the Edinburgh Pixie Theater. It will be 50% capacity. So if you want to make sure that you get your tickets, call Edinburgh Pixie Theater, and all you have to do is just leave a voicemail, and they'll have you a seat. Make sure you're guaranteed your seat. You don't have to pay for it then. Pay for it when you get there. Pay for your tickets at Edinburgh Pixie Theater, June 13th, 7 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/whoswhopod, facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at @TheRealNOCB, Instagram at @NightOwlCountryBand, and online at www.nightowlcb.com, where you can purchase tickets to our shows, purchase merchandise, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And as always, on behalf of Night Owl Country Band, Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, in closing, listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to otherwise. We'll see you all next time.
Goodbye.
Have a good week.
Hooty hoot.
Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for